Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Tony Scott's here from Scotty Betts TV. Morning, Tony. Good to see you.
Morning, Al. You okay?
Yes, fit and well. Raring to go. And looking forward to what you're going to regale us with this morning, because the newspapers, despite the fact that it's not the football season, well, I suppose it is because we've still got the Champions League final to play, are just full of stories and rumour and who's going where and who's not going anywhere. But Everton, I think we'll have to start with Everton, because Lukaku again is dominating some of the headlines on the back of the papers.
He is. It's social media is just awash with football fans desperate, especially here on Merseyside, Everton and Liverpool fans desperate for any kinds of news linking them with any kinds of player. Now, we've seen the back pages today. Romelu Lukaku heavily linked with Manchester United. Mino Raiola's agent's been quite vocal, saying that the big clubs are going to be coming in for him over the next couple of weeks. You can see why. You can see why he's going to be linked with them, because obviously Griezmann does. Really good possibility of him staying at Manchester United. Now, looking at it's interesting a bit, looking at Romelu Lukaku's next club in the summer, you've got Chelsea still firm favourites of 4-5. Everton, to stay at Everton, interestingly, is 3-1. Now, 5-2 Manchester United as well. So I'm looking at it, and if I was to have a bet on this, I'm not. There's no inside information whatsoever. But if it was, I like the look of 5-2 Manchester United if it was going to.
I think I'd go with that as well, because they probably won't get Griezmann. Atletico Madrid aren't going to sell, are they, now, given their predicament and the transfer ban. I would say that Lukaku would probably fancy Man United more than Chelsea.
You think that the 20-odd goals he scored at Everton, he's probably going to enhance that at Manchester United, the chances Manchester United create, the better players, the Champions League football, Jose Mourinho, everything into that factor, plus his bank balance is going to go up, isn't it, as well as that, above all anything.
But would that incorporate a little cash deal for Rooney on the side as well?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. I'd like to see a Martial involved in a deal or someone like that else. You don't want a player who's not past the sell-by date as such, but the best years are behind him. I'd love another player. So it'd be interesting to see Everton fans' thoughts on this one. Would a 70 million plus Rooney or a 60 million plus Martial, would that tempt them? I don't know. I think Everton...
I'd take Martial, wouldn't you? In that deal,
Definitely. I just think, when you're looking at it, there's 25 goals from Romelu Lukaku in a not struggling Everton team, but seventh place team. Now, where on earth do Everton get them 25 goals from next season? It's very, very difficult, because if they did, Manchester United would have gone out and bought it. Yeah. That's the difference. And I think Everton will do their utmost to try and keep hold of Rom, but I just think if Manchester United come in with a big bid and involving another Manchester United player, I think Koeman and the boards will get together and say, listen, he's got 2 years left. Next year, we'll possibly get, 40 million with 1 year left? I think they may just say, listen, let's cut our ties here and get that extra Manchester United player. Situation, another Everton player heavily linked with the move away is Ross Barkley. Now, he's 6-4 to sign for Tottenham, 13-8 to stay at Everton, and interestingly, 7-2 to move to West Ham. Now, West Ham have been heavily linked with him because there's a possibility of a pay rise that he's been offered ahead of Everton.
God knows.
But there's a lot of Liverpool. There's a Liverpool player who heavily linked with West Ham. That's Daniel Sturridge as well. Daniel Sturridge is 7-2 to sign for West Ham, 6-1 Newcastle, 18-1, believe it or not, to sign for Everton. But Ross Barkley's situation is interesting. It's cooled down, hasn't it? The rumour mill on Ross Barkley. Yeah. We've seen what
happened. Waiting for the statement.
The statement was meant to be released a day later, and we're just hearing hearsays and rumours and everything on social media. Now, Ronald Koeman's gone on holiday. We're hearing Steve Walsh has gone on holiday. So it's left with Bill Kenwright and the Everton board to decide what's going on. And Ross Barkley's representatives, it's all gone quiet. And I think Everton needs to set the wheels in motion here. They're going to have to find out, because as we're seeing on all over the back pages, the big clubs are getting off the mark straight away, and Everton can't afford to be slow out the traps this summer. Especially, you've got seven top clubs this summer, all with European football, all with quality managers, and all with massive amounts of money to spend. So they're going to have to be quick. They can't afford to let other clubs overtake them, especially with the players they're looking to sell.
And the Europa League kicking off on July the 27th. So.
Definitely, yeah. We've also got Wayne Rooney's next club. Now, it's interesting. I spoke to Steve last week. I was adamant that he was signing for Everton. Adamant. But he's gone on holiday with his family. We've seen his pictures on social media and on his Instagram with his kids and his family. Now, any Chinese club is favourite now. Last week it wasn't. Now, any Chinese club, odds on 10-11. To sign for Everton, 3-1. To stay at Manchester United, 4-1. Now, move to the MLS, which I've heard a couple of whispers about behind the scenes. that tickles his fancy more than any other move.
I think that would have tickled my fancy more than a move to China, and Colleen and the kids might fancy America more.
Exactly, you're reading into that, and you're spot on. I just think if I can't see him moving to China, I can't see him staying at Manchester United. So it's either Everton or the MLS. Now the MLS, a nice year over there with his family and the warmer climate. So he'll have to take his kids out to school for a year. It won't be a problem. I just think that may tempt Wayne.
Yeah.
Although I did go back on myself.
What were the odds for staying at United?
Staying at Manchester United is 4-1. I can't see it. I can't see it. I just think Manchester United are going to sign that many players. Obviously with the Champions League, I just can't see him staying at Manchester United at all. Now an interesting one on the Liverpool perspective is Virgil van Dijk. He's been heavily linked with Liverpool over the last couple of weeks. Now he's 4-6 to sign for Liverpool. Manchester City have been backed off the boards from 14-1 2 days ago to 2-1 because he's been splashed all over the back pages. Yeah. Now it's going to be interesting. I don't think it's a problem with Liverpool affording the deal as part of the fee. I think the main issue for me here is what the wage structure is going to be. Now, Manchester City can offer him whatever he wants.
They were quoted as four times what he's on now.
Exactly. Now, whether Liverpool and FSG can offer that remains to be seen. I just think it will boil down to who wants him the most regarding wages. I think the fee will be arranged 40 to 50 million from Southampton. I think they'll take that from Manchester City and Liverpool. I just think it will come down to wages and who's willing to get that deal over the line first. He's a class player. He's a player that I absolutely love at Everton.
How many excess Southampton players would be occupying Liverpool's starting 11 once he joins?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, Al, isn't it? He's 5-1 to stay at Southampton, which, for love and money,
might bring Ryan Bertrand in yet. In
there. Exactly. There's a few of them up there, isn't he? Yeah, another player heavily linked with Liverpool is Mo Salah. Now, he was heavily linked with him a couple of years ago
before he moved
to Chelsea and to Roma. Now, he's 1-3 to sign for Liverpool. That looks a foregone conclusion. 18-1, next best for Spurs. So it looks as though it's a concrete move. According to the bookies, by the way, not anything else. According to the bookies, Mo Salah 1-3 to sign for Liverpool, 18-1 for Spurs.
He's still a youngster, really, isn't he?
In relative terms, he's still got a lot to offer. He's pacey, that tricky winger. I think Liverpool like them number 10s. Your Lallanas, your Coutinhos, your Firminos of the world. Klopp loves them. And he can't get enough of them. And I think he'll bring another dimension, another Mane. And that's what Liverpool lacked towards the end of last season, didn't they? Yeah. So Mo Salah, I wouldn't be surprised if he turns up at Liverpool next season. But that's all the players who are heavily linked. If out of the players I've just mentioned, I would predict Lukaku to sign for Manchester United. Ross Barkley, it's an interesting one. I wouldn't stick a wager on that at all. Rooney's next club. Hart says Everton. Head says MLS at 15-2. I think it's a good bet.
Yeah.
Van Dijk, I think Manchester City just because of the financial clout. Mo Salah, Liverpool all day long. Daniel Sturridge.
Oh, who knows?
It could be. He could turn up anywhere.
I mean, a fit Daniel Sturridge, you'd keep him at Liverpool, wouldn't you?
If
you could guarantee he'd play every week.
A fit Daniel Sturridge stays at Manchester City, stays at Chelsea. Yeah, that's the problem. Course. And he's going to be leaving Liverpool. That's the problem, you see.
Yeah. I did say the football season isn't over because the Champions League final takes place tomorrow, doesn't it?
It does. You're looking at the odds on here, Al. It's Juventus 2-1, Real Madrid 13-8. So I don't think the bookies are quite cautious on this one. They can't make their minds. Where's your money going, Al?
I'll tell you what, Juventus just don't concede goals. Is it 3 in 13 Champions League games or something they've conceded in the last 13 this season?
They've got an unbelievable
record. Real Madrid score goals, but they will find it difficult to score against Juventus. Everybody does. I fancy, you know what my bet would be? Penalties.
Yeah.
And just back either side on penalties.
Well, here's a couple of facts for
that
you.
That must be about 9-1.
I might sway you here. Juventus are unbeaten in the Champions League this season. Real Madrid's record against Italian clubs won the last 4. Does that change your mind, Aloy, still going for penalties?
I just think Juventus is such a hard side to get the better of. I think I might stick with penalties.
And even though Real Madrid could become the first team to defend the Champions League,
never happened before. Yeah,
I like the look of a sending off in the match 11-4. That's where my money's going.
That's not bad odds actually.
I just think
almost 3-1.
I think Real Madrid will become frustrated. You've seen what happened to Barcelona. They nullify Barcelona to not have a shot on goal.
Yeah.
Now, who does that at the Nou Camp? Yeah. Neymar, Messi, Suarez. Not to have a shot on target the whole
incredible.
90 minutes. It's incredible. And I just think Juventus will frustrate the life out of Real Madrid's attacking threat. And there's a possibility of a Real Madrid player kicking off and may react. Yeah. And I just think, sending off in the match 11-4, I'm all over that. The possibility of a Real Madrid player sending off, I'll be all over that.
I suppose we should say the script is written for Bale to come off the bench in Cardiff and score the winner.
But he's struggling with an injury, isn't he?
Well, he could come on for 5 minutes and just nick it in the 89.
And lift the trophy?
Yeah.
That'd be nice for him. Do you think it's in the stars? There's something you can do about that, isn't there?
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.